Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And know that I am always with you until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This
great solemnity of the ascension of the Lord into heaven. The church focuses on three things. The first is Jesus' ascension and the reality of heaven. We were pondering last week in the fifth week of Easter, Jesus' words that I am going to my Father. That's what we were pondering in today's second reading. That God raised his Son from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heaven, above every principality, authority, power, dominion. That's where Jesus said he belongs. That this is justice, that I go to my Father. This is righteousness. That's where he belongs. And so we rejoice, first, that Jesus is returned there. And then second, that Jesus has gone there precisely to prepare a place for us. Told us last week at the beginning of John 14, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back to take you to be with me so that where I am, you also can be. What an extraordinary work that Christ has gone to be seated at the right hand of the Father, where he continues to pray for us that we will take our seat at Jesus' eternal and glorious right side. For that reason, we heard on Easter Sunday morning what St. Augustine was preaching in the Office of Readings today. St. Paul to the Colossians, if you have been raised with Christ, and we have been through our baptism, seek, agonize over, long for, desire with all your heart the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. What are our real desires in the midst of a rainy day, in the midst of preparing for home visits, in the midst of so many other things? Are we seeking what's above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father? One of the great graces that the Lord gives us is to test us every once in a while. He weighs us down with stuff. Lots of tasks, lots of burdens, maybe a little bit of an illness here and there, maybe a gala dinner from which you get back from the office at 2:30 in the morning, and you have to at least be grateful that twice a week you have a chance to ponder the mystery of the Lord's ascension in heaven so that you've got great remote preparation, whatever the case may be. God weighs us down with stuff so that through that we can begin to have that fire within, longing for where Christ is seated at the Father's right side, in order to be strengthened so that that might become an all-consuming flame. Today, as we celebrate Christ's ascension into heaven, we ask for God's help so that we might seek to be with Him always. Second thing that the church ponders today is the great commission Jesus gives us, which we have in today's gospel from St. Matthew. Jesus takes him up on that mountain and he says, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me," which is true. This is a great validity. Everything was always there, even though it was shrouded under the humanity he took from us. It was always there. And just like it happened on another mountain when he was transfigured among them, so Jesus was saying, everything, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And then he's going to entrust us with that authority. You, therefore, go. Just like he had sent them out, the first 12, just like he had sent out the 72, with his authority to cast out demons, with his authority to cure the sick, with the authority to proclaim, not just this concept that the kingdom of God is at hand, but the reality of that kingdom by their very words, just like he had given them that authority and even the authority to raise the dead, which was nothing compared to the authority to make the kingdom happen. Jesus was saying, all authority has been given to me and I'm giving it to you because I trust you. Jesus, as I always ponder on this mystery, Jesus could have stayed here until the end of time. He came down into heaven, from heaven to earth, not to lose one sheep that the Father had given to him. Let's be honest. We look in the mirror every day and we see our failures. We see the lack of correspondence. And we're the ones who have given our whole life for the faith. Think about everybody else. Not that we're better than them, but let's just face the facts. Jesus trusted us, and we're a big bunch of screw-ups. We are. We're a whole collection of misfits. We haven't gotten 100 even on simple math tests. And the Lord's putting the salvation of others in our hands. By his ascension into heaven, he took away our training wheels. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, and I'm giving it to you. Don't be afraid of anything. Go. Make disciples of everybody. Help them to learn how to follow me with zeal, to learn from me who are meek and humble of heart, to enter into communion with me and with you. Go make disciples with my authority, with my power. Go make disciples. Baptize. Bring them into this communion. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because the essence of the Christian life is to enter into God's total loving, self-giving, self-receiving. Teaching them everything I have commanded you. What an extraordinary gift it is to pass on the faith. It's like passing the ability to see to a blind man, the ability to hear to a deaf woman, to help somebody who can't walk learn how to follow Jesus all the way to the eternal Father's right side. That's what we do when we teach the faith. We should be excited about it. We should have an extraordinary sense that this is such a privilege to be able to do that. What a gift! The Old Testament, teach me your ways, O Lord, so that I may walk in your paths. And the Lord has given us his authority and his power to go out and set people free by this truth. Wow. The Great Commission and the trust behind it is the second thing we note, that Jesus ascended to heaven so that we can fully grow up to full stature in Christ, to mature manhood as we become more and more childlike in so doing. The third thing we celebrate is that though Jesus trusted us enough to ascend to the right side of the Father, he doesn't leave us alone to wing it by our own wits and energy and know-how. He ascends to heaven, and it's one of the things Pope Benedict loves to preach about the most, which is the aorist tense, which I know you all know in the Greek, in St. Luke 24:43, as Jesus, as he is ascending, Jesus is blessing, is the way it would be effectively translated in English. That Jesus is raised to heaven at the very, in the very act of his blessing us. And Pope Benedict likes to comment, Jesus is always blessing us in his ascended reality, constantly blessing us. And the great blessing of the Father, we talked about 2 days ago. It is better for you that I go. We could say it's better for you that I ascend. Because if I don't go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I do, I will send him to you. That great blessing is the Holy Spirit, who helps us precisely to go and have the energy to go, not just next door, and some of the times we need that strength, but to the very ends of the earth, in order to pass on effectively, not just with words, but with the witness of our life, this awesome gift that sets us free, to baptize and to have the most extraordinary thing happen to the people that we baptize. That God enters into their life on the inside for real. The third part, which I didn't talk about before, excuse me, it's a little bit of sleep deprivation, but know that I will be with you always until the end of time. Jesus is with us by the power of the Holy Spirit. He sends us his blessing to incorporate us precisely to him. By that Holy Spirit that he sends to change bread and wine into his body. By the Holy Spirit he sends us so that precisely we can be the fire that will purify and renew the whole earth. Jesus sends this greatest gift of God to mankind, as Pope Benedict called the Holy Spirit in Sydney, to help us to carry out this mission, which is the reason why we're alive. Probably remember in the second octave of the Easter season, those 8 days in which we pondered John 6, the third week, that when there was the dispute on the Friday of that week, this is a teaching that's difficult, who can endure it? Jesus said, well, what if you were to see me ascend to my Father? Jesus was explicitly linking the Eucharist to his ascension, because it's through gnawing on his flesh and drinking his blood that Jesus raises us up right here. Today, as we celebrate his ascension, we likewise celebrate his continuous condescension, coming down from the right seat of the Father to take his throne in us through Holy Communion. We rejoice in this gift and what he seeks to do. Later on in the preface dialogue, I will say, Sorsum corda. You will say, Abemus Dominum. Lift up your hearts. And we proclaim, we have lifted them up to the Lord. If I had an irreverent bone in the body, if this were an explanatory mass, which as a pastor I would do twice a year so that people would learn truly how to pray the Mass. But insofar as you teach me how to pray the Mass, I don't have to do that here. But what I've always wanted to do in some of these parts of the Mass, when I say, lift up your hearts, and people are looking down and they mumble, we've lifted them up to the Lord, I just want to scream out at the top of my lungs, liars! Liars! Just to catch their attention. Do we mean it? We have lifted our hearts up to the Lord. Jesus ascended beyond every principality and power to the Father's right side, so that we might seek the things that are above, where he is seated there, so that we might set our mind on the things that are above, not on things that are earthly. And from heaven, he sends the Holy Spirit so that we might live this gospel and with his power and authority go throughout the entire world and save it in the threefold way he's given us. Let us ask the perpetual blessing he gives us, not just at the end of every Mass, but throughout our life, this gift of the Holy Spirit to come down upon us so that we might go out in peace, glorifying the Lord, preaching the gospel, in finishing Jesus' holy work. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.